Emily Guibert is saving what she can in what used to be a home in the city of Pointe-à-Pitre in Guadeloupe. She still can't believe that a lifetime of memories could be destroyed in minutes in a fire that was started by looters during protests earlier this week. She was lucky to escape. Now she's trying to pick up the pieces.
There are no photos left, not even a picture of my mother.
Demonstrations have shaken the French Caribbean island for more than a week. Emily says she understands people's frustrations, but not what has happened in her neighborhood.
This isn't how the economic situation in Guadeloupe is going to improve. Yes, there are problems, but it's not looting, vandalizing and burning that are the solution.
Next door, a wedding shop run by this man's family for generations is ruined.
I lost everything. What can I do? What can I do? Only my eyes to cry.
The situation in Guadeloupe is tense. A strike that began more than a week ago over mandatory COVID vaccines for health workers has widened into a demonstration against the French government and become entrenched as protesters continue to block the island's major roads.
There is a massive tailback of cars on this road, and I've been speaking to some of the people in the cars, and what they say is they've been waiting for more than an hour, and what they're waiting for is for that blockade up there to be cleared, and once it is, the police will let them all through.
We thought we could pass, but we have no information. We don't know if it'll open or not, but we don't want to turn back now.
It's a bit complicated, but we have to live with it and be patient.
Near the island's main airport, these boat owners have started a new business, selling rides as a way of bypassing the blockades. This man just arrived from the mainland. He was worried about the situation.
At the moment, we can't get home easily because it's a bit of a war zone between the locals and the police. We can't get past some blockades, so we're forced to find a plan B like these taxi boats.
The French government is talking with authorities in Guadeloupe to find solutions to the crisis. Meanwhile, people on the island are managing as best they can as they try to keep things running. But with no end to the situation on the horizon, some people's patience may begin to wear thin. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Pointe-à-Pitre, Guadeloupe.